Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Hard to believe. Hard to believe that one of the best commercials on the radio was the tax doctor with Lily, that young young girl's voice. Absolutely brilliant. Hard to believe that they are the same company that has another commercial that's nowhere near as good. Nowhere near as good. Same company. Hard to believe, but it's absolutely true. Gwyneth Supplies, are you seeing a problem with getting supplies in Australia?
Well, the main problem here is, well, there's a couple of problems. One of them is that the supermarkets, by and large, have gone mask crazy. That you just about can't go into the supermarkets without wearing one of their stupid little bits of cloth across your face. And our, you know, premier, our state premier, is a psychopathic madman. Daniel Andrews, and he's recently, or his health minister, I think, actually. But they all work together. They're a big club, and we ain't in it, as George Carlin once said. He said that we're going to have to go to basically P2 masks. So all the cloth masks and all that is now not going to even be acceptable anymore, that everybody's going to have to go and do P2 masks. You know, they're just a bunch of tyrants, really. And this has got nothing to do with the coronavirus. The coronavirus is real enough, but they're using it as an excuse for tyranny. But the main commodity that is in real trouble here in Australia at the moment seems to be rice. It seems likely that we're not going to be able to produce a good rice crop this year. And the main rice company here in this country, which is called Sunrice, has flat out said in the press that they are not going to be able to be selling Australian rice anymore. Most of that rice was produced in far north Queensland, because it's about the only area of the country that has decent rainfall, really. Australia is an extremely dry continent, and unless you've lived here, you really have no idea of the magnitude of the dryness of this place. Like, 90% of the Australian continent is desert. And I don't think there's any other continent on Earth except for Antarctica where that's the case. And where we are is semi-arid. So it's kind of on the boundary of the desert. If you go 100 miles to the north, you're going to be in the desert. And if you go 150 miles to the west, you're going to be in the desert. And, you know, so that's how it is. But that's the main supply problem here in Australia at the moment, is going to be rice. But we are, this is the other thing I wanted to talk about today, was La Nina. We have got a La Nina event coming, and that is going to mean a failure of our wheat crop. Wheat is the other major grain that we produce here in this country, and we produce a lot of it here in Australia, but usually when there's a La Nina year, the wheat crop fails because it's too wet, there's too much storm damage to the crop, and also you get fungal attacks, things like must and rust and all these other fungi that tend to love the wheat plant because it's too wet in such years. I think that you're going to see a lot of supply chain problems with regards to wheat. And also, another thing that is coming down the tracks that you're going to see is you're going to see a lot of problems with sourcing meat because abattoirs are going out of business. And that's because of the coronavirus, and it's the cascading domino effect. People aren't coming into work, and you know the small goods manufacturers, the poultry manufacturers, other types of abattoirs, meatworks, processed meat type businesses, they're beginning to have some real problems. For that reason, and it means that these sorts of products are going to come hard to come by in the supermarkets. Now, I've gotten out of going to Coles and Woolworths. You know, that's the really two big supermarkets. The supermarket that I tend to go to is Aldi, and I like Aldi. I like Aldi because they're actually nice to their customers. They're actually a family-owned business where they don't answer to shareholders. They run their own ship, and they run their own ship as they see fit. And personally, I think that's how every business ought to be owned. I think that the stock market is probably not a good thing, because you can get people buy up the stocks and influence the company for their own agendas. But Aldi apparently is owned by a family, is not listed on the share market. They run the sort of supermarket, from what I've seen, that I think that they would like to attend and shop at. And for that reason, I take my dollars there. And that's just how it is. They are doing their same thing of filling up the center aisles with useless Chinese junk. A lot of it still actually does come from China. The side aisles in Aldi's are food and vegetables. Going into the supermarket, the vegetables are on the left, the food's at the back, the other, the other sort of bulk goods like pasta and stock powders and all that sort of thing are on the right. And, you know, the liquor section is up the front. You're allowed to, I don't know how it is in America, but you're allowed to buy liquor in supermarkets here in Australia if you're over the age of 18.
So in the United States, it's state by state in the United States. So in Missouri, you know, you can buy wine and beer at a supermarket. And then they have liquor stores. But some, I believe in Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, the state runs the liquor store. And it's called ABC, Alcoholic Beverage Control, or Alcoholic Beverage Consortium, or Alcoholic Beverage Cartel. I'm not sure which one it is, but that's what it's ABC. And you mentioned Aldi, A-L-D-I, and that is a grocery store / supermarket chain. And class, it is the only company that Walmart cannot compete with. They cannot compete well with Aldi because the manager of the store runs the forklift. The manager of the store sits at the cash register. The manager of the store is stocking the shelves. And so is everybody else. And they might have 5 employees for the entire operation per store, and they are busy. And if you want to talk to them for 30 seconds, it's kind of a wish, because they're really busy. They all know where the stock is. They all know what they have. They all know what the inventory is. So if you ask any one of them, hey, do you have, I see you're out of this particular item. Do you have any more? Sure. How many would you like? and okay, I'll bring it out for you. And they'll go into the back room, they'll stop what they're doing, they'll go into the back room, and they'll bring it out. And they are, they're busy. I mean, they don't have any time to waste. They are the busiest employees you've ever seen. They are the most professional, and they are the best at what they do. And Walmart cannot compete with them. Impossible. So that's really the way it is. Because everybody, every employee there knows everybody else's job. And it seems as if when a new person gets there, they're trained. They seem to know what's going on. It's not like, here's a job, stand over here and, you know, watch. You can ask anybody, do you have A, or may I buy some more of? And they have the answer. They don't shrug their shoulders and go, I don't know. They don't do that. David, are you finding the same thing in Illinois? Are you finding that some items are out of stock?
Oh, yes. Now, all these by us, our manager will even follow us around in case we need something. He knows we like to try to find our stuff on our own. He'll let us know, I'll be over here if you need to look for something. But you're right, they know everything. Now, what happened to me was I went to the Chinese outlet, and I figured since all these had a limit on canned goods, I'm just going to grab a couple of cases of theirs. Well, there's a problem, and I bought seen some other things at that particular store, where the quality control in these factories, they're laxing. They're not, it's like they're not concerned with quality control. We found sticks in the green beans. We found packaging that was sealed that wasn't sealed on the inside. So what else are they missing in the quality control department of these businesses where they're not caring? And they're sending this stuff to the store to be sold.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I happened to request for dinner some canned corn, you know, cream style. And I don't have it very often, but I mentioned that. And so there was a pot on the side of the stove, and it was sitting there, not on the stove. And it was highly irregular in our house. And Mrs. Finelli and our son said, yeah, there's some black stuff in the corn. Now, it was in date. Everything was good. But, yes, they missed the quality. The same is true with oatmeal. Same is true with a lot of things. The sealing of the packages inside the boxes is substandard. The quality control is substandard. People are asleep at the switch, asleep at the wheel. They're not paying attention, and management is to blame. Management is to blame because it all starts with management. Management says, pay attention or it's okay if you're sleeping. That's the way it is. So you blame management and you call these people up, which is exactly what I did when I heard a commercial I didn't like. I called them up. I'd like to talk to them, but they weren't there. So anyway, I looked at Sam's Club while we were talking. They have for sale Del Monte Golden Sweet Whole Kernel Corn, an 8-pack. Out of stock. They have a 12-pack out of stock. They have another kind, as sweet corn, Member's Mark sweet corn, out of stock. So, but you can buy the 106-ounce number 10 can, 106-ounce size for $4.34 at Sam's Club. But you got to go to this club to get it. So there are items that are disappearing. And corn, did you ever think that one of the largest commodities in the United States would be unavailable? Did you ever think that? Well, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. So get what you need right now, in my opinion. Or consider getting what you need. We'll be right back.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy.
Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, it's really simple. If you look at times of strife and chaos, there's lots of starvation. If you look at the War of Northern Aggression, if you look at World War I, if you look at World War II, nobody except the elite were well fed. Everybody else was starving. No kidding. So if you know that, would you buy some food that will get you through this mess? Would you? I suggest that you consider that. And what works? Pasta? And I know it's not good for you. I know that spaghetti sauce with high fructose corn syrup is not good for you. But it beats the alternative of starvation. It really does. Corn, I know it's GMO. I know that. And I know it's not good for you. But I'm going to have some items that if I have to help our neighbors because they didn't figure it out what's happening, we might be able to help them somewhat. A little bit. And I suggest you consider that. Because if you can't help them and they're hungry, they might eat you for lunch. Your neighbors. Gwyneth, any comments?
I grew up in Rotorua, which used to be inhabited by a cannibal tribe. And when hard times happened back in the day, even before the white man came, that's what literally used to happen. They would get a crop failure. And, I mean, they had different crops than what we have. They had a type of courgette or zucchini. They had pumpkins. And in the north of New Zealand, they had sweet potatoes. But other than that, they didn't really have a lot of crops. They ate from the forest. And if it was a good year in the forest, then they all did well. If it was a bad year, they literally went and ate their neighbors. Or they'd actually start off eating their slaves. And then after they'd finished eating their slaves, then they'd start eating their neighbors. So we're actually not kidding. We're not advocating it. We're not recommending it. We're just saying there's a history of this sort of thing happening in the world. And, people forget that because good times, you know, they tend to last a while and people forget how it used to be. But there's, when I was at Melbourne University, one thing that I studied was, the history of the Highland Clearances and the persecution of the Gaelic people, both in Scotland and in Ireland, by the English. And it was terrible. During the potato famine, for example, people were eating the grass growing in front of their houses. They were not even cooking it. They were literally cutting handfuls of grass and trying to chew it because they were so hungry. And there were many, many reports of people finding people starved to death with their mouths stained green because they were trying to eat the grass growing in front of their house. Because there was no food in the country. And that was a genocide, pure and simple, because although the potato crop failed in Ireland in the year 1845 and kept on with crop failures until 1850, every other crop was bountiful. Every other crop was great. But the English were forcibly exporting food out of Ireland all through that era of history from 1845 to 1850. Ireland produced every single year a net surplus of food, and yet the Irish people starved. There was a census done in 1845, which the Irish population was 12 million people living in Ireland. And by 1850, the Irish population was 3 million people. 9 million Irish people disappeared between the years of 1845 and 1850. And maybe 10% of those, maybe 10% of those emigrated. The rest died. And that is something of what we might be facing in the next 5 years.
And here's another thing. These horrible times seem to last about 4 years. World War I, World War II, the Great Famine in Ireland. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Will you shut up, man? Who is on your list, Joe?
That's a quick clip from last night's presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, an event that many viewers and pundits are describing as often chaotic. And a post-debate poll this morning says 6 of 10 viewers of the debate gave it to Joe Biden. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says voters certainly got a good look at the temperament of President Trump.
afford it. But what you saw really was authenticity. You saw his authenticity, and you saw Joe Biden's authenticity. And I just think the contrast was so great.
Pelosi spoke on MSNBC. That poll was conducted by CNN. The U.S. economy added nearly 750,000 private sector jobs this month. The ADP private payrolls report just released shows 749,000 private sector jobs were created. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A Marine Corps F-35 fighter jet crashing in Imperial County, California yesterday afternoon after clipping the wing of a Marine KC-130 refueling tanker during a mid-air refueling. That's according to a Marine Corps statement that says the pilot of the fighter jet was able to eject safely. The KC-130 was then also able to carry out a safe emergency landing. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. She was buried privately next to her husband, Martin, who passed away in 2010. Ginsburg made history last Friday as the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol after she lied in repose at the Supreme Court building last Wednesday and Thursday. And the 46th season of Saturday Night Live is premiering this week and will be performed in front of a live audience for this Saturday's show. The cast and crew, along with that audience, will be back in Studio 8H. Although tickets to the show come with a long list of coronavirus safety measures, audience members will be required to take a mandatory COVID-19 test upon their arrival, and temperature checks will also be required. Masks must be worn at all times. Alec Baldwin recently telling Conan O'Brien he expects he'll play Donald Trump at the start of the season, but adds,
"And then maybe the winds of change will come."
We're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, class, throughout history, when things get really bad, people do things that they wouldn't normally do in the good old days. And I broadcasted yesterday with Sunny Skidmore. She is absolutely the delightful lady of radio. She's 90 years old. She's had both of her legs amputated, and she is a shining beacon for perseverance, stick-to-itiveness, positive mental attitude. And that's on one end of the spectrum. On the other end of the spectrum, you have people who are at each other's throats, kind of like you saw during last night's circus. And I've mentioned to Sonny that I'd lost some previous friends as a result of my unwavering immutable position on the coronavirus being real. Of course, it's being manipulated, and we all know that. But the virus is real, and I mentioned that to her. And she indicated that it was a good thing to lose those former friends, because they weren't friends. Now, as we go down this road, you're going to lose some friends, too. You're going to find there are people whom you absolutely, positively thought you could trust, and you've learned now that you can't trust them. And it is way better to know now than it is to learn later when they've moved into your house and they've eaten your food. So, think about the trustworthiness, the reliability, the integrity, the honesty, and the perseverance of people whom you are planning to help. Think about that. And think about, can you really trust them? And what I learned and what I believed was the cracks and the chinks in the armor of those former friends. I was right. I didn't really want to believe that I was right, but I was right. In my heart, I was right, and I knew I couldn't trust them. And I am so glad that they have thrown me overboard. They threw me overboard. I'm delighted. They're not coming back. I don't want to help them. I won't help them. They've proven to me that they are not trustworthy. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, you go watch the television series Combat, and you'll see what adversity and strife is like. And you'll see why it's so important to be able to trust those people in your circle, your inner circle. And you all have inner circles. We do too. So trustworthiness is really, really important. And I believe that you're going to find that, you know, there are lots of people who you think are your friends who are absolutely there for what they get out of it from you. Meaning, they're in it for what you provide them. It's kind of like a one-way street. I believe you're going to find that. And it's better to find out now than later. Gwyneth, then David, your thoughts?
Okay. How can I say this? Back when I was studying about Irish history, I had to learn about the various political teams that were active at that time. I'm talking about in the second half of the 20th century. And one thing that I noticed was that in some of these teams, they had to operate covertly. They had to be very loyal to each other, and they tended to operate in cells of five people or less. So, and these five people would get to know each other really, really, really well. And they would absolutely be able to trust each other's with each other's lives. Okay? The reason why I'm saying this is they found that that worked. They found that if their group got any bigger than five people, and by people, I mean, maybe count as a couple would be one person, okay? But if it was any bigger than five people, then the risks of getting infiltrated were simply too high. And that is why the Irish were able to operate so effectively for so long and to not be infiltrated. And to, you know, to be able to do what they did back in the day. That was a really key point. And I think that if you can find five people that you can absolutely trust with your very life, then you're doing very, very well. I don't think that most people could even find five people that they could absolutely trust with their life. That's just how it is. And I would say that five is the optimum figure. And that has been borne out through over 50 years of that particular conflict that it was going on from around about the end of World War II until about 1997. That conflict was ongoing, and they were able to fight that war very effectively against the British because they had that sort of military structure. They didn't have a vast army. But all of these cells of five people, they were all interlocking, okay? But nobody could ever, even if they were caught, even if they were tortured, nobody could ever betray more than five people to the enemy, which was the British. And, I mean, you know, I think that even if this doesn't descend into a civil war, which personally I think it is going to descend into civil war, five people is probably about it. That's probably about right.
David, your comments?
Here we probably only have one, possibly two families that we can actually rely on that we could trust. Other than that, I'm in the dark. I don't have because they've done something in the past. Each one of the ones that people that we did know that shows me I cannot trust them at all. And I do. This is the big. I never thought I'd be in this situation where everybody says prepare for this, prepare for this. You never thought we would see 17-year-old kids defending themselves with an AR in the street. You know, you never thought we're already here. So. You know, at this stage, it's definitely a possibility. So I am worried like heck that it's going to happen when the elections don't go either way. You know, I don't know what to do. You know, and then I don't know about this. Is something to ask Gwyneth. Does your country, I've heard like Canada as far as Australia where they're giving their citizens $2,000 a month for stimulus. Here in America, we got over 40 million people they're estimating that is going to be evicted because they're told they're not allowed to go to work. You can't make the society not work, but yet not giving, helping them some way, shape, or form. And we're all, it's like we got two big boys on the block fighting, and all the rest of us are the fall guys. You know, it's that crazy.
Yeah.
Is the country of Australia handing out money to keep things civil? I think that might be your question.
Right. Right.
Yes.
They're not here.
The ballpark figure would be if people have lost their jobs, it would be about $2,000 a month. Maybe a bit more. Maybe two and a half. I don't know the exact figure. It's between $2,000 and $2,500 a month. And that's just to stop people from losing it completely.
Let me put this in perspective.
People with full bellies don't riot.
Yeah. Okay. So here at the farm, if we earned $2,000 a month, that'd be great. That would be great. I'm talking a farm of 241 acres. Cows. Machinery. If we could earn $2,000 a month, we'd be in high cotton. So what we're talking about here is people getting $2,000 a month for doing absolutely zero. Is that right, Gwyneth?
Well, they're supposed to. Here in Victoria, there's no requirement at the moment for them to apply for jobs. But they're supposed to apply for like something like 8 or 10 jobs a month. But there's no jobs to apply for. Because even in the rest of Australia, these people that think they run the show have succeeded in destroying the entire economy. That's even outside of Victoria, even in places like the Gold Coast. I've got people that I know in the Gold Coast, and they're saying there's shops. This is Queensland. This is like Millionaire's Row in Queensland, and there is shops boarded up left, right, and center. On the Gold Coast in Queensland.
All right. In Missouri. In Missouri, near us, about 25 miles away, there was a supermarket that went out of business. It was a big building, okay? It was in a local neighborhood mall. So they had the supermarket as the centerpiece, then they had the Chinese restaurant, then they had the real estate office, the insurance office, and a whole bunch of little businesses on either side of this supermarket. So it was one big parking lot. You could park and go to any of these businesses. And there's probably like 15 businesses plus a supermarket. Supermarket closed. And so what they do with the building? Well, the Missouri Employment Commission, I believe that's what it's called, set up shop. So they repainted the front of it. They put a big sign up. It's like, you can apply for a job here. So you'd go there if you didn't have, if you lost your job. This is in the good old days, several years ago. You'd go there and you'd sit at the computer terminal and you would enter information and you would be in the database for someone who's looking for a job. The only problem was there are no jobs. So it was false hope and squandering the people's money, the villagers' money, in painting up this storefront illusion that these people were going to help you. So going to the state to ask them for help for you to get a job where there are no jobs was a sham, in my opinion. And what happened? They closed up shop like a year later. I guess people figured out, why go there? Because there are no jobs. You're entering information into a database, and it just sits there. There's no jobs to be had. That is the current situation, except now it's worse, right? It's worse. Because now it looks like most restaurants are closed. Most businesses are being boarded up. Most businesses are saying, sorry, we're gone. Literally. That's what's happening. Let me tell you how bad it really is. In the last 24 hours, Disney. Now, there's no real reason for Disney to exist other than to temporarily put people in a mental place that does not exist. Okay? Disney just cut 28,000 jobs. Now,
wow.
That's no big deal except if you work there, right? But does that mean that you're not going to get that shirt or that pair of shoes or that hose for your car or the radiator or what? No. No. Disney doesn't make anything that is of substance. Okay, who else? Well, these guys actually do. Shell. Royal Dutch Shell. 9,000 jobs. 9,000. And there's another company called Marathon. They are a petroleum company as well. They have announced hundreds of layoffs. And these jobs, are they coming back? Not likely. Not likely. We'll be right back.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, class, I guess you heard about the 9/11, you know, the emergency number not operating yesterday across the entire country because MicroShaft 360 had a problem. Now, if you think about it, who in their right mind? Who in their right mind would say, hey, let's build an emergency system, and we will base it on some company in Washington State, Microsoft, and we'll let them handle it all, and it'll be dependent on the Internet. You know, if you wanted to buy a voice over IP system, and you, oh, like Vonage, and they'll send you a conversion box, and you hook it up to the Internet, and you plug your telephone into it. And it'll, you know, you can make lower-cost telephone calls, etc., over the Internet. They will tell you up front, do not depend on this for an emergency, because it may go down. That's what a company like Vonage will tell you about the Internet, because it is not up as much as you would expect it to be up. It goes down a lot. So they say that. So why would an emergency center set up a system that's dependent on the Internet? Why? Why would they do that? So 911 lines across Michigan and a whole bunch of states went down yesterday because they're blaming it on Microsoft 360, which is software that you really don't own. You just kind of use it. It's nuts. And so I don't have software like that. I've got computers, and the software lives on my computers. I'm not going to rent any cloud space. I'm not going to put my data in the cloud. Think about that. Put it in the cloud. Which cloud? I don't know. But I'll put my data there because I'll feel really good because it's in some cloud somewhere where I don't know where it is, and I can't even find these people. I can't even talk to them. I don't know where they are to drive my car through the front door. Are you kidding me? And that's where we are. And, you know, I'm kind of frosted. So the fire department, the local volunteer fire department, said to us, hey, we're looking for a few members for the board of directors. So my son and I went there. And so they decided that they were going to interview us for the board of directors. I was willing to volunteer. It's a non-paid position. So was our son. So we went there. And these guys were talking about software, and they're talking about, you know, QuickBooks, and we can buy the version that lives in the cloud. And I said, are you kidding me? You're going to put information about all of the residents, where they live and so forth, in the cloud? Are you kidding? If you're going to do that, I want nothing to do with you guys. As a matter of fact, I won't even be a paying member to subscribe to your offering to put out a fire if you're going to do that. And I walked out. I thought, wow, what a hothead. These people have no clue what they're doing. They figured they'd get $15 off by using the cloud subscription rather than buying the software and having it live on their own computer. They said, but it's so much easier. See, what we can do is we can have multiple people entering data at the same time in the cloud, and it doesn't have to live on somebody's computer. It's so much better, and we can save $15. There's only like 300 total people that might even consider subscribing, 300 of them. How many times do they have to input data for these 300 people? Once a year. Once a year. And they click renew or not renew. Kind of like that. We have lost our minds by depending on the cloud, the internet, and not keeping it local. Hospitals went offline all across the country yesterday. Hospitals went offline. Why? Because they were dependent on the internet. So what did this mean? Appointments could not be made, honored, or even confirmed. Prescriptions could not be ordered or confirmed or even looked at.
Dispensed.
Across the United States. How does this happen? Because we have become dependent on the computer systems. And, you know, it didn't used to be like this. And it used to be you could go to the doctors for $7 a visit. You could have an operation for $750, not $15 or $20 or $50,000. $750. I know, for a fact. You could have knee surgery for $750 in the good old days. But now with the automation and the sophistication of computerization, it costs like many, 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 many times more. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I know that what you're saying is true because a number of years ago I had a skin cancer removed and I had to have general anesthetic to get this cancer removed and it cost me $800. And then I had to, you know, a month later have another section of tissue removed and that cost another $800. So these two operations cost $1,600. But it was two operations and each operation was $800. It was general anesthetic.
David, very quickly, you've got 20 seconds. 20 seconds, yeah. David.
Well, when my wife had to have her eyes looked at, it cost over $2,000 just for a follow-up appointment.
Wow. That's just
class,
great.
We're in big trouble, and we're going down. David, thank you so much for being with us. Gwyneth, thank you for staying up late in Australia. Class,
thank
this
you.
Is USA Prepares.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.